Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour, or let me say it again in a different way, 7 past the hour. How's that? It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. Mercury is retrograde. For those of you who don't know what that means, in literal terms, the planet of communication and transportation, that kind of stuff, it's the planet that rules those things, appears to move backwards in the sky. And that will bring with it moments of confusion for people. If you're in a close relationship, miscommunication happens a lot. Never mind just romantic relationships with the boss, stuff like that. You know, it's a continuation. There are actually, what does Laura Banks, our astrologer, say? I think there are 6 planets now that are in retrograde, and that, boys and girls, has not happened since 1774. And you may remember there was an interesting thing going on, a little disruption at that time. And the previous time in history, that, or at least modern history, that these planets were all aligned the way they are today was when the Roman Empire crumbled. So look around and see what's there. And a year from now, see what's still there. I think that's the... That's kind of the message here. Jennifer has the latest on Danny Masterson. You don't know him. He was in the 70s show, amongst other things. Apparently, not such a good guy.
Yeah, actor Danny Masterson, who, as you mentioned, Doug, was known for his role on that 70s show, was charged with 3 counts of rape in L.A. County, according to the district attorney's office. Jackie Lacey is her name. Masterson was arrested on Wednesday around 11 o'clock. He was released after 3 o'clock on $3.3 million bail, which is interesting. You're able to, you know it's coming if you have $3.3 million ready to go to bail yourself out, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. He is charged with forcibly raping 3 women in separate incidents occurring between 2001 and 2003. He's expected to be arraigned on September 18th. Now, his attorney, Tom Mesereau, who is, if you remember, Tom Mesereau is like, he was Michael Jackson's attorney, high-profile celebrity attorney for sure, and I think was even involved with Bill Cosby at the end. Really? He said that Mr. Masterson is innocent, and we're confident that he will be exonerated when all the evidence finally comes to light and witnesses have the opportunity to testify. The statement also added that Mr. Masterson and his wife are in complete shock, considering that these nearly 20-year-old allegations are suddenly resulting in charges being filed, but they and their family are comforted knowing that
ultimately... So why would that be? Let's talk about why. Why is it just the Scientologists?
Well, they changed the law recently in California that sexual assault charges have a longer
life.
Yeah. Life than they used to, because it used to be that they would time out. And so that was something that I think came about at the beginning, really, of the Me Too movement. Authorities say that he raped a 23-year-old woman between January and December 2001. He allegedly raped a 28-year-old woman in April 2003 and a 23-year-old woman sometime between October and December of 2003, according to the release. They all took place, these alleged crimes took place at his Hollywood Hills home. And if convicted, he faces a sentence of up to 45 years to life in state prison.
All right, what's the read on this from the two of you? Jennifer, you're in LA.
Well,
you know,
okay, so to be honest, I don't know much about Danny Masterson, and I never knew much about his behavior. I know him from that 70s show, but the very first time I had heard about these charges is when they started, heard about that type of behavior was with these charges. You know, with Bill Cosby, there was kind of that long build up to the charges. Eventually, you kind of heard the rumor swirling.
Yeah.
I had not with this guy, but he's also not that high profile, so I don't know if that really means anything. Mm-hmm. Certainly, he's had the protection. He's a Scientologist, and there's something to be said for
they
the protection.
They try to intimidate the witnesses and stuff. Yeah.
Well, the one woman,
you, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think all 3 of the women who are accusing him are also Scientologists, and when they reported, at least one of them came forward and said when she tried to report this to the Scientology ethics officer, And he told her, well, you couldn't have been raped by him because you were in a consensual relationship. This was his girlfriend for a while, too. And so they said if she went to the police, that she would be charged with, quote, suppressive acts and high crimes. That's within the church. And that she would be banished from the church. This is what they do. They intimidate people. If they have any type of celebrity, that's all they do. I mean, I've watched a million documentaries. I've seen the Leah Remini stuff. I believe that Leah Remini is doing good work with bringing forward these stories. It's unbelievable the tactics that the church of Scientology will take.
They don't let you don't mess with them.
They spend $100 million a year on legal retainers. A friend of mine actually was approached by them to be on retainer for them, and she was like, absolutely not. Because basically all they do is just put out fires anywhere. Every time Tom Cruise is accused of being gay, you ever notice how swiftly that those accusations are met with a major lawsuit? Every tabloid has been sued by Scientology protecting Tom Cruise. It's just what they do. But the human rights violations behind all of that, there are people who are in, like, prison camps. It blows my mind that the FBI has not investigated this, or why everyone is so afraid of Scientology. It's crazy.
Leah Remini took to Twitter and said that she said, finally victims are being heard when it comes to Scientology. Praise the Lord. She says, this is a beginning for you, Scientology. Your days of getting away with it coming to an end. And so she celebrated.
She said, praise the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
That's
she
really
did,
interesting.
In her tweet, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's really upset because Scientology had driven this wedge between her and her dad. And so, I mean, not only does she have a grudge because she feels that what they're doing is wrong, and certainly she's done a lot to expose it, but because of the personal impact, she lost her father. And her father died without really ever repairing his relationship with his daughter, because once she left Scientology, the church got a hold of him and, really broke up their relationship, which
there was some reason for her family.
There about this thing that we call, I had my own moments with Scientology when I first went to L.A. in the 90s, and how
thank
they...
Thank God you didn't get caught up in that.
Well, it really was interesting.
The same thing, because they talk about the power of the mind, which is something, how
we
you
all
can
want,
fix things
all,
in your life, right, yeah, and it's about improving your life, and they pull you in the surveys of improving yourself.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's very attractive.
For people who are addicts, by the way, they do actually, at the beginning stages of this, I'll say they do great things. They sweat, they get people off of drugs, and then all of a sudden they get them turned around into this, and then you're kind of stuck.
Well, when I was new on KBC in Los Angeles in 1993, I think it was the summer of 93 when I started there, I wasn't on the air 2 weeks, and I was identified as the new guy in town because I was the freshest voice on any of the talk radio stations there. I think at the time there were, what, three, four talk stations in L.A.? I think three anyway, Jennifer. Why am I asking you? You were like 13. at the time. Anyway, but I was the new guy in town. So right away they call up the producer, can we get on the program? And I said, I don't know anything about Scientology. Yeah, let's put him on the program. So I put him on. I had him on for a couple of hours one night on KBC. And I was fascinated with the way they approached issues, for sure. And I admittedly didn't know much about Scientology at the time, frankly. You hear rumors, but I didn't know that much about it. And so I had them, and there were people that were calling that night. It kind of reminds me of how I was welcomed into Cincinnati when I started working there. It wasn't quite the same tone, because the issue wasn't me being from Boston. The issue was I was dumb enough to believe their crap. And so I got brutalized pretty well the night that visit and the night after it. But anyway, that's how they got their claws into me. And for a year or so, I paid attention, not with an intention, I didn't want to join, but I was fascinated by the way they did things. It was really fascinating. I had them on my national program, the forerunner to this, as well.
Well, the problem is they treat celebrities, and this is why Leah Remini never knew what was really going on. They treat celebrities in a completely different class system than they treat regular people. Uh-huh. And so the problem is the regular people, when you hear their stories, these are people who bankrupt themselves to have to pay for these courses, and then you spend $500,000, and then you'll get to the next level, and they encourage you to take out mortgages on your property, and it's just horrific. And then the young kids that they put on that boat. They don't, they're not in school. They're basically scrubbing a boat because L. Ron Hubbard thought he was in the Navy and walked around with the captain's hat on, and he was a psychopath. And so all these young kids who are not in school, the younger girls, if they get pregnant, they're forced to have abortions. The human rights violations are off the charts, and this is happening in America. It just, it blows my mind that this is, that they're not arrested and that
they're
not.
And they also seem to be untouchable. I mean,
well,
there are lots
right,
of things.
Right, because they're tax-exempt status. They're a church. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's religious freedom, and they're hiding behind it. They have been for years.
Video games, are they a solution for ADHD in children? We had that conversation recently here on the DJV program, and guess what? It's shown up as the clip of the day, a focus on these prescription video games. Pretty interesting conversation, if I do say so myself, because it's a fascinating idea. How do these games work? You can hear us talk about it at DJVshow.com in the clip of the day. You can also hear the whole program every day, all day. If you don't get enough of us when we're on live on your station, get the whole show in redux, as it were, at you can go to Facebook and connect with us there. Find the audio at DJVshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is one of my favorite pop songs. Annie Lennox has always been one of my favorite pop singers and the group. This song, I don't even know what it means. Walking on broken glass. Have you got an idea, ladies, what the lyric line of this song means? What's the story?
Walking on broken glass?
Yeah.
Well, clearly this was an initiation thing that she was going to into her cult, right?
Annie Lennox? I don't think that's
walking on fire, walking up. It was a joke, Doug.
Okay. Annie founded the NGO group, The Circle. The NGO means non-governmental organization. In 2008, launched the Circle Music Auction on Tuesday to raise money for women around the world who are disproportionately impacted by the Chinese virus. The Circle Music Auction invites fans to bid on auction items like an autographed acoustic guitar from Taylor Swift, an Alberta Ferretti dress worn by Lennox, and an autographed outfit from Madison Beer's Good in Goodbye music video. So I guess I'm supposed to know who Alberta Ferretti is. You ladies probably do know.
Very famous designer.
Yeah. What kind of stuff does she design? What did it mean? Lennox is always in kind of a interesting,
it's
bright,
high-end couture.
Yeah.
So it's thousands of dollars for the dress.
Yeah, and they're usually bright, biggie kind of brighty.
Cause depends on the season.
I remember when I met her at Uri's wedding. She
does
was
she
really
wear a lot of bright colors? I always think of her as more black and white.
Well, it was when she and Stuart had come apart, mm-hmm. and he was in a red striped suit.
Yeah, I think of him more in like weird colors. Yeah,
and she was sitting closer to me. And she had on, it was reddish green, what I remember about it, but it was loud, for sure. And they both had these loud glasses, the sunglasses on. I mean, the glasses that Dave Stewart was wearing reminded me of the stuff that Elton John wears, those glasses. You know, it was just, anyway, so that's my Annie Lennox song. They're also selling a lot of, you can buy tickets starting at $10 for a sweepstakes competition involving performances from either Annie or Sting or, I don't know, who Emilio Sande is. Who's that?
Emily Sande.
Who's she?
She's a British singer. She's amazing.
Is she?
Yep. Okay. She's kind of coined as like the new Aretha. She's phenomenal.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I'd like to hear some of her music. The crisis for thousands of women living in poverty is acute. So says Annie. Many no longer have any income. They're suffering domestic violence, have nowhere to turn. I'm delighted that such incredible musicians are stepping up to join me and offer their support. All the proceeds raised by the Circle Music Auction will benefit the Circle's Emergency Appeal, the Women and Girls Solidarity Fund that provides female survivors of violence with their immediate needs, food, hygiene kits, and menstrual products, to an hour of online counseling. Also, 10 days of safe refuge.
Domestic violence cases are through the roof right now. It's horrible.
That was my point. We're talking a lot about Black Lives Matter. Women's lives matter. Maybe there needs to be a new...
Exactly why I don't want to see the police defunded, because we need them to help with those.
Well, we need them. The problem is
women are not calling the cops unless it's an extreme involving a weapon.
Because they're stuck at home.
Right, but they're afraid of their abuser, and that's a much larger case and situation than what the police can do. This is the kind of stuff that actually helps. These, you know, like 10 days of safe refuge and being able for women to get away from the abuser. That's the most important thing.
All I know is that the geniuses in L.A. said they were going to stop responding to those domestic violence calls or suggestions by neighbors because they said that it was too dangerous for the kids if there were children involved.
Well, you know, it's always that retribution stuff. It's like not opening the beaches in the summertime because we don't have enough money. That's that kind of thinking, political hack thinking. I love No More, I Love Yous either. That's a good song. Annie Lennox here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's plan to dismantle DACA. USA's Chris Barnes has reaction from Washington.
DACA, the Obama-era policy that's shielded over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the High Court's Democratic appointees in the 5-4 ruling to uphold the program. This DACA recipient, Jesus Contreras, is now a paramedic in Houston.
A lot of the people that are involved in immigrant rights works, they've been kind of preparing us for the worst, so I'm relieved.
He was speaking on MSNBC. President Trump tweeted, "The ruling is a shotgun blast in the face of Republicans and conservatives." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street was mixed. The Dow down 40, the Nasdaq up 32, the S&P up 2. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A senator is calling out Google for what he believes is hypocrisy. USA Radio Network's Tim Burke has the story.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is not happy with Google's decision to reprimand the Federalist for their comment section and talk about possibly demonetizing the website based on what people write regarding comments on articles, not the actual articles that were being written on the site. Cruz tells Fox News this further exposes the power that a company like Google has to censor dissenting voices.
Well, this week Google made a dramatic decision. They decided to target a conservative media outlet called The Federalist, and they threatened to demonetize them, which is truly an Orwellian word. It means cut off their ad revenue and basically try to bankrupt them. They were very opaque as to why they were doing so, but eventually what they said is there were some comments on their website, not the articles the journalists had written, but some comments that third parties had put there that they deemed offensive.
USA Radio's Tim Berg. The South Carolina Supreme Court has ruled that Tommy Rae Brown is not the wife of late soul singer James Brown. WRDW-TV reports the court found the marriage was not valid because her previous marriage had not been properly annulled. The ruling seems to have gummed the works for claims on James Brown's estate. Brown is a legend with hits including I Feel Good and Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. He died on Christmas Day in 2006. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour, the pleasant voices and ideas of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, you and me, the inside scoop on what's happening here in the world. People are motivated by lots of different things, to be sure, and it would be a shame if we were only motivated by one thing, if we only had one dimension in our lives. So many things going on.
What if we were all motivated by love, though? What if it was just love was our motivation, like Marianne Williamson said?
That'd be okay. Sorry, with me. Yeah, yeah. All right, but you say that with a snarky...
Marianne Williamson. I didn't say it. I don't say it in a snarky way, really, because that is something that all of us should be motivated by.
Yep.
That's a simple thing that we all could do.
Easy. Very easy to come by that. All right, I was wondering how long this was going to take. Matter of fact, yesterday, I thought to myself, we're going to have no more pancake mix, no more waffles.
Don't worry, you're still going to have pancakes.
Aunt Jemima is out. And I wondered again, it's kind of, hello, duh, a racial stereotype, you think?
Yeah. I don't know what took it so long. This Aunt Jemima is not going out of business. It's owned by Quaker Oats. It's going to get rebranded. It's going to have a new image. The Quaker Oats announced that they recognize that Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. This brand is 130 years old, and it features a black woman named Aunt Jemima who was originally dressed as a minstrel character. The picture has changed over time. In recent years, when Quaker took over the company, they removed the quote-unquote mammy kerchief from the character because a lot of people were criticizing it.
Mammy, how I love you. Remember the old Al Jolson song? Yeah. Al Jolson did blackface. I remember that.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you even know who Al Jolson is?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, but anyway, so... But Quaker said removing the image and the name is part of an effort for the company to make progress towards racial equality. The brand's origin and logo is based off the old song, Old Aunt Jemima, which is from a minstrel show and reportedly sung by slaves.
Yeah.
So the logo started in 1890. It was based, this is the problem. All these companies are making these statements. And they're not even looking into their own history. They're trying, for years, these companies have tried to say, oh, well, it's not really about slavery, or it's not really about, you know, minstrel shows. It's like, well, it is. And so you haven't addressed it. Now you're forced to. So the company's website says that the logo started in 1890. It was based on Nancy Green, who was a, quote, storyteller, cook, and missionary worker. What they failed to mention was that she was also a slave. So, yeah, okay, so let's not, like, whitewash over what actually is going on here. So now Quaker says the new packaging is going to happen in the fall of 2020. Now, Mrs. Butterworth's, which I have always wondered how that bottle has been around as long as it has. Now, Mrs. Butterworth's actually didn't get started until 1961, right in the middle of the beginning of the civil rights movement. And so a lot of people have criticized that bottle, the shape of it, as a sort of retaliation against the civil rights movement. That's once again, the mammy racial caricature stereotype for black women. The Mrs. Butterworth's brand, they said at the time, was supposed to evoke images of a loving grandmother, but like, really? It's not. And this, the fact that anytime there's also this backstory that they came up with a couple years ago in 2009, where they named, because Mrs. Butterworth didn't have a first name, so they came up with this name and this weird backstory that had nothing to, it was just very strange. So I guess that's what marketing people have been doing. Now they're going to try to, save face and change the bottle and change the letter. I guess they're going to change the name of it too. I'm not really sure. The name Mrs. Butterworth doesn't have no one has a problem with that.
No.
It's just that bottle. And the company said back in the day, oh, well, you know, it's a white woman because when the syrup is gone, the bottle's clear. That's what they actually said. But everyone knows it's common
like
knowledge.
They use the same technique as Michael Jackson did away in his face.
But the problem, though, is everyone knows the bottle, it was a well-known fact, the bottle was modeled after the woman who plays the maid in Gone with the Wind. That character is the basis for the bottle. That's what it's modeled after. So in the 60s, they did this. So I don't know. These companies, all along, they've just kind of been forcing, you know, the issue of, oh, no, it's not racist, until finally people have just had enough.
Well,
and so
we overuse that term, frankly. It's just...
this is racist. I don't care if you think it's overused or not. This is appropriate. It's racist.
That's not what I said. I said that we are overusing... Everybody's a racist if they don't agree with some certain identification or definition of racism. So I take exception to that. But there have been a lot of things that have been going on for a long time in our country.
Uncle Ben's, that's the other one.
Uncle Ben's rice. Yes,
Uncle Ben's rice. That's
don't forget Rice Krispies, which I don't understand. They're upset
Rice
with the
Krispies?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Because there are three white guys on the cereal box.
What?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Another one.
I have
not
heard
of
the Rice Krispies.
That's really ridiculous. I know.
I have not heard that. It's going too far.
Uncle Ben's is another one. See, the aunt and uncle thing, this is another thing that people don't realize unless you are studying African-American history. And, you know, it's just, the aunt and uncle thing is so... it's so offensive because slaves who were allowed to work in the houses were often referred to as aunt and uncle because they weren't given the dignity of being called Mr. and Mrs. And that's the thing. When people say, oh, Uncle Ben, it's like, it's fine. No, it's not fine. And Aunt Jemima is not fine either. This was stripping the dignity from people, and that's
They didn't know any better, and that's not an excuse for it.
Who didn't know any better?
The people who were called aunt and uncle, whatever. I grew up around somebody who was Uncle Raymond, a black guy that came up to Massachusetts with his friend, Bill Morton, who married my father's aunt, and he lived with them. He took them out, and they grew up together, went to school together. And when Bill came up here to go to school at Harvard, he brought Raymond Legg, was his name, with him. And Raymond stayed with him for the rest of his life, lived with him, lived in the house, took care of the house, took care of them.
As a slave? I'm not drawing the parallels. I know, so I'm confused.
Well, because I haven't finished the story.
The uncle, because he called him uncle.
I called him Uncle Raymond because he had something, we all loved him, and we didn't know what to call him because we weren't allowed to call adults by their first name, so he became Uncle Raymond. And he was very well liked in the neighborhood where there wasn't a black person to be found in Wellesley, Massachusetts in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. You wouldn't have found three black people in the whole town. I don't know that you'd find a dozen there now even. And he fit right in, and people didn't pay attention. This is why I don't understand the skin color thing. I never paid attention to him as a black person. Never. I didn't see it. And I just loved the guy. He was great to me and my sisters at a time when he realized that my family wasn't, the structure of my family wasn't great. And so he would do a lot to help us just be okay. And one of the great things, he was a wonderful cook, man. He made great cookies. But I tell the story because it didn't register with me that he was black, and it, with my sisters either. Frankly, so I think that we all have probably stories, maybe good ones, maybe not so good, but I think that there are other things that are going on that are being put aside, kind of like with a virus now. Well, we're putting other
do
stuff
you want to hear
now,
about rice? Do you want to hear about Rice Krispies before?
Yeah,
I don't know the story of this at all.
This was a politician in the UK. This is a former Labour Party MP, Fiona Ona Sanyaya is her name, and she has started a recall petition against Kellogg's to justify why Rice Krispies is represented by three white boys, while the Coco Pops mascot is a monkey. And she's very upset. She's been posting a lot on social media. Some of her posts have gone viral. Because Kellogg's has not replied to her email about Coco Pops and Rice Krispies. She said that they have the same composition except for the fact that Coco Pops are brown and chocolate flavored. So she was wondering why Rice Krispies have three white boys representing the brand and Coco Pops have a monkey. This
okay.
has been going
That's,
around.
There you go.
That's
all right,
question.
I get it now.
I never even, I love, question. I mean, I don't eat cereal anymore, but I used to love Coco Pops.
Yeah.
But I never even noticed what was on the box.
I get that one. I now
feels
get
very,
it.
It just feels very excessive. Yeah. I mean...
Well, but they're going
to
go and say they're always.
I think you
like
have
this.
To be a little bit of you have to be a little racist yourself to even think about these things. I believe.
Well, like homophobes, the suspects, the sisters.
Like I would never look at a box of Coco Pops. I would never look at a box of Coco Pops and go, "Oh, major black."
You wouldn't.
Race.
I might not. But other people who are looking
and so
for
to even notice that,
that
you have to be racist yourself.
Well, anytime there's a no, that's not true. Anytime there's a monkey that's even closely related. I mean, that's you don't have to be a racist to see that. You just need eyes.
Right.
That's not hard to see. I have not seen a box in so long that I don't even know what's on it, and I didn't know there was a monkey associated with it. But that's I understand why she's upset.
So what's the story with this guy who's charged with a murder? Of a government security officer who had symbols linked to the Boogaloo Boys. What? I didn't. Who
oh,
the hell
yeah,
are these?
This,
who are the Boogaloo Boys?
It's some like super right wing anti government group.
Oh.
And, which is
so
weird.
They're not anti black. Because that boogaloo term could be construed to be connected
think,
with, yeah.
I don't know, maybe they are, and I don't know. On the extreme right tent, that's where the white supremacists hang out, so I don't know if that's connected to this group, but it's weird that this guy is in the service.
Well,
he's in the...
What was the Nazis' attitude toward blacks? This guy, Anderson?
What do you think?
Well, I know that I thought about it. That's why I'm asking the question right now. I knew what was going on with the Jews, but I don't know what was the attitude Nazis had toward blacks. Well, I guess if they're trying to make the white race supreme, I guess they don't like blacks either. Right. All right, so this ties together. I think this.
He's in the Air Force, which is weird. He's a staff sergeant. So if you're anti-government, why would you work for the government? I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah, Air Force staff sergeant. Don't identify his name. So what's the latest on Howard Stern? As long as we're going down this path for a minute, Howard Stern has raised the ire of some.
He wore blackface. He should be canceled.
What he brought? Well, the guy that runs SiriusXM says, as long as Howard wants to work, he's got a home here. Trial 49 after the hour on the DJV show.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, to really amp this up, we're including 4 amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit, apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Remaining balance due requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line without a pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage is not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
A fun and exciting way to catch bass is on Top Water Lures. We will share tips for catching bass this way right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catching bass on topwater lures is very effective in low-light conditions, like early in the day or later in the evening. The wind dies down and the fish are actively feeding. When a bass hits your frog, buzz bait, walking bait, or popper, make sure you feel the fish before you set the hook. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. On average, women in their 50s and 60s gain a pound and a half per year, a reality that poses many health risks.
All of us are predisposed to weight gain as we age, and that has to do with hormonal changes and that impact our muscle mass and how we use up the energy. But women in particular are exposed to these unique influences as they're going through menopause.
Dr. Ekta Kapoor led a recent study that looked at this exact problem. She says that the harsh reality is that women entering midlife need to work extra hard to avoid abdominal obesity.
So women who enter menopause exercising more are more likely to maintain their weight as they go through menopause. There are other ancillary support measures, including medications and such, but really the core ingredient is positive lifestyle changes.
And those changes that can help keep you from packing on the pounds can also help prevent things like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Those of you who have dogs have probably been through the experience. You've had dogs. I've had dogs all of my life. Some of them better than others. Some of them get along with me well, but didn't get along with neighbors or friends. I've had a couple of circumstances. I remember once when I was a youngster, I was bitten by a dog, and it scared the living you-know-what out of me. There is a lot of discussion about dogs and people not curbing their dog or not training their dog. And one of the groups that is most affected by this is your mailman. It's not just a postal problem. The Postal Service is, though, here to talk about the message that dog bites are a national problem. Maybe there's some education that goes with it. Joining us now is Chris Johnson, who's a program manager for the Postal Service. And the focus here is safety awareness. On the part, Chris, of the person who's delivering or the people who own the dogs or maybe both?
We put the ownership on the owner of the dog. We need them to keep the dog safe and secure. You know, if we're coming by and they know we're coming, put the dog in a separate room, close the door before they open up the front door, before they accept the mail. We've had multiple dogs just bust right through screen doors or glass windows.
You know, I wonder sometimes why people have dogs like that. There are those who say they have them for protection, but I think this is my whole philosophy. I don't necessarily need to go down this road, but people who have abusive dogs obviously in my mind, my experience, are kind of abusive themselves. There's a way of doing this. What's the, in terms of postal employees, how often does this become a problem, if either on a monthly basis or yearly basis? You have any stats?
Well, as you mentioned, we have 5,800 dog bites last year, which is about 15 dog bites a day nationally. So it is a national problem, because the homeowners sometimes do not realize that they are responsible for the medical bills, lost wages, or anything that the carrier may lose because of a dog bite. And that equates to around $37,000 per bite.
All right. So then in the context of this, for postal workers, it's important for you to protect you and them because you're liable. So the technology the Postal Service is using now has changed. Is there a way that these people, when they go to your door, put the mail in the box, are aware that there's a problem? How does that work?
Yes, we have technology that supports carrier safety in two ways. We have a handheld scanner used by the carriers to confirm customer delivery, which includes a feature to indicate the presence of a dog at an address. And then the other technology is the USPS Informed Delivery Service. That alerts customers to what mail and or packages they have coming to their home that day, which allows them to put their carriers or put the carrier in safety, or with the dog being placed in a secure room.
So one wonders, because parents oftentimes are not home with the children, when the children come home from school, or in the case of where we are right now, they're being schooled at home. So is it different because children are not usually as well able to take care of the pets as the parents are?
We ask the parents to not allow their children to take the mail from the carrier with their dog present. You never know how the dog may react. Mm-hmm. They may be very protective. So we ask the homeowner or parents to keep to get the mail themselves and don't let the children pick it up.
So there is, if you have a problem with the dog, the Postal Service will keep your mail to the post office. They won't deliver it anymore. You got to go get it, right?
Absolutely. We have the carrier. If the carrier feels that they can be attacked, or there's a dog roaming loose in the neighborhood, we can not only stop the mail delivery for that home, but we can stop the mail for the residents around because of a roaming dog. And they will have to go to the post office to pick it up.
Yeah. As an aside, I don't know how many people knew this. Post office has 630,000 employees. They have 215,000 vehicles that they use to deliver your mail. And they have 32,000 post offices around the country. I didn't know that at all. So that is very helpful, along with keeping in mind, you know, the service part, safety and that sort of thing. It's just common sense. I think it's common courtesy, frankly, much anything else. But reminding people of it is probably a good way to be on top of mind. To spread the word on social media, use the hashtag PreventDogBites. That's PreventDogBites. I'm sure there's more information on the Postal Service website as well. Chris Johnson, thanks for being here with this important tip here on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.